And greetings. Welcome. Bienvenidos. Hola. Aloha. Wainihao. Namaste. Konnichiwa. Afade. Guten Tag. Bonjour. Salam. Shalom. Peace. And Happy New Year. Feliz Año Nuevo. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. So, how many of your New Year's resolutions have you broken so far? Let's see. If that cigarette butt in the ashtray and that Oscar Mayer wiener wrapper in the kitchen trash are any indication, we still have a little work to do. But don't despair. Don't give up. Don't worry. It's my job where...
I know, and you're going to be the hottest controversial vegan talk show host on the face of the planet.
And that means it's my job to get you back on track. So look that blood-soaked Oscar Mayer wrapper right in the lymph nodes and say, no, I'm not giving in to my suicidal addiction. No, I'm not giving up on my New Year's resolution to be healthier, to help save my family and the planet, and to reduce animal suffering. Today, my resolution is to go vegan and stick to it. How can I continue to eat meat and feed my family meat? How can I continue to eat and feed my family the poop-covered, decomposing cadavers of animals? Knowing that by doing so, I subject myself and my family to what causes 70 to 80% of fatal disease in the United States. I'm sticking to my resolution to go vegan, tell yourself, and to live vegan, because eating rotting corpse and dairy exposes me and my family to America's greatest killers ever, heart disease and cancer. 2005 began with the tragedy of a tsunami in America in 2005, and every year there's a wave of animal blood that's 15 times the magnitude of what happened in Asia, killing over 1.5 million people in this country every single year. And where's the aid to save all of those victims? Well, it comes within the message of this radio program. Go vegan. Live as you're meant to live. Live and let live. How many families suffered losses to heart disease, cancer, stroke, diabetes, etc., etc., etc.? Compared to how many to anthrax, which we were so concerned about, huh? Yes, today's a great day to make the resolution and to keep it for life. Because the life you're saving could be your own or your child's. And, you know, I mean, ask yourself, how can I continue to eat poop-covered flesh and feed it to my family, knowing that there will be 70 million cases of food poisonings in this country this year, with 5,000 immediate deaths and many subsequent deaths due to complications? How can I eat or feed my kids one more burger made out of ground-up cow corpse, knowing... You know, because I listen to Go Vegan with Bob Linden, I know that with the presence of mad cow disease in cattle in America, there's a risk of the always fatal human form of mad cow disease right now in this country. Now, you may have noticed in the news, or, well, I'm sure it wasn't in the news. You don't hear this in the news. You only hear it on Go Vegan with Bob Linden, but the Japanese government partially lifted its 2-year ban on American beef, since mad cow was discovered here in the United States. But all the while now, Japanese consumers promise a boycott of U.S. carcass because the United States continues mad cow risk policies of allowing cows to be fed blood and slaughterhouse waste. This is banned in Japan, where every single cow is tested for mad cow. That's in Japan versus the United States, where it's a teeny tiny itsy bitsy percentage of cows who are tested. Don't test, don't tell, don't look, don't find. And the Associated Press reported that Jalita USA will be chopping about 20% of its local workforce in Sergeant Bluff, Iowa, as it ends the production of bone gelatin at one of its plants, citing growing concerns about mad cow disease as one of its reasons. kind of have to wonder if one of its other reasons is maybe its customer, Amos Kosher Gelatin, went out of business. Amos was supposed to be vegan, but wasn't. So now that you know, one bite of a burger can be fatal. How can you feed it to your child? One bite, and symptoms may not appear for years. I mean, look how long it's taken George W. Bush to show symptoms, huh? Yes, this is the year to resolve not to be like George W. Bush. If George W. Bush eats meat, well, why would you be like George W. Bush? Isn't this the year to make your resolution to go vegan? And by the way, don't worry. You know, all you've heard about Bush and the FBI spying on vegans, you know, sneaking and peeking through their houses and going through their computers and checking out what books the vegans are checking out at the library. What they're really looking for are vegan recipes and you know, names of good vegan cookbooks. Attention spies, if you're wiretapping into this program right now. Howard Lyman has a new book out. It's called No More a Bull from Howard Lyman, and that has over 100 vegan recipes in that. So finally, the Gestapo is interested in something that is no more bull, that doesn't have to do with bull. Apparently, you know, I believe, though, that this radio program has been wiretapped. And, you know, when Bush heard that eating meat is suicidal, I mean, he was reported to say, well, suicide? Well, that means I'd be dying at a younger age, and I wouldn't be able to kill so many people then. So, you know, apparently Bush is concerned about his suicidal diet also. But Bush and the rest of the Gestapo have to go about being vegan, well, you know, in secret, so as not to upset their big meat industry and pharmaceutical donors. You know, they've had a lot of practice doing things in secret. So, you know, probably this too. I understand that Laura W. Stepford Bush was reading the poll numbers to the Hubby King, and he was very upset about his unpopularity. But he just doesn't know how to end wars, only start them, apparently. And Laura W. Stepford Bush said, you know, wiretap into Go Vegan with Bob Linden. We're learning this right now, by the way, through documents released through the Freedom of Information Act, that, yes, Laura W. Stepford Bush said, wiretap into Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And listen to the May 29th show in the archive on war and meat. Yeah, so, by the way, you don't have to wiretap into this program like the Bushes do. You can just go to goveganradio.com, and all the shows are archived right there. So now, apparently, through the documents that we've obtained, Bush is secretly exploring going vegan as a means to end war and regain popularity after George W. asked Laura W. Stepford Bush what the word popularity meant. He said, I'd like that. People might want to give me free drinks, right? So yes, said Laura W. Stepford Bush. You know, whatever. But Laura W. Stepford, my honey, I'm a war king, and don't I have to keep on fighting a war for oil? And Laura W. W. Stepford Bush, whatever her name is, once again told George, you know, if you want all those free drinks, just keep wiretapping Go Vegan Radio. Going vegan not only solves our oil consumption problem, it solves global warming. Yes, George, you'll even be popular again with the Kyoto crowd. Heck, you'll be so popular, they'll hold a parade for you down Main Street, Kyoto. Plus, if you're vegan yourself, honey baby W sweetheart, you probably can go to Japan and not throw up on the Japanese premiere like your pork rind eating broccoli hating father did. So yeah, but lovey-dovey wifey, nobody believes a word I say anymore. The only thing they'd believe is if I had a press conference and say everything I say is a lie. It's a little too truthful for me. So how will people ever believe that going vegan will solve global warming? And if they do have a parade for me in Kyoto, remember, potato chips, not pretzels. Potato chips, not pretzels, okay? So anyway, you know, 2005. And oh, we'll go into. 2005 was indeed an interesting year on Go Vegan Radio, and I suggest you go to the October 23rd show, and we show you how going vegan solves the global warming problem, and more so than going with a hybrid car, basically, because it's the methane that's the real culprit, and eating meat is tied in with the methane. So later this hour, more information on how the only way to save our planet is by you sticking with your New Year's resolution to go vegan and to live vegan. Get rid of meat and dairy in your life. This meat-eating addiction is, it's not only suicidal individually, but on a global environmental scale. Here's a question that you can ponder for a little bit. We will have an answer later in the hour. Which would save more greenhouse gas emissions if you go vegan or if you switch from a standard car to a hybrid? Okay, the answer later this hour on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. I have a tendency, I really apologize. You know, I want to get to things in the hour and then time gets away from me. And I said last week I would talk about the kangaroo meat naming contest in Australia, and I got caught up in that. And we did a few weeks back. We talked about the contest being conducted by the Sydney-based magazine Food Companion International to come up with a sugar-coated name to inspire the consumption of kangaroo meat. To swallow it, we swallow. You know, we do have to be brainwashed or brain dirtied, right? So the Sydney Morning Herald has announced the winner, and it is Australis, okay? Australus. Australis was the contest winner, edging out other finalists, including Kangaroo, Maru, Karoo, Malin, Kuja, Rujo, Jump Meat, and even Mom, M-O-M, was an entry. Only food industry workers were allowed to enter. I guess that's why I didn't win the motor scooter. I had all of those suggestions. You can listen to that on the recently archived show a few weeks back. Greg Richardson of Pacific Palisades entered Mom, M-O-M. He explained his entry, quote, there's nothing more comforting than a mother. And in order to make kangaroo meat sound more comforting to potential consumers, I figured we could associate one with the other. Mom. Well, I guess Mr. Richardson is from Pacific Palisades, so the show can be heard there on our Los Angeles station. So a note to Greg Richardson's mom. Run for your life. Your son thinks we should eat. Mom! Whew, okay. The winning entry came from another U.S. citizen, Stephen West, who came up with Australis, saying, just as the word venison divorced deer meat from the idea of eating Bambi, so too would Australis divorce kangaroo meat from the idea of eating Skippy. Skippy, a known kangaroo character in Australia. A sympathetic Australian kangaroo character. The Australian terrorist industry of kangaroo killers has long bemoaned what it calls Skippy syndrome, a reluctance on the part of Australians to eat the national symbol. That industry that terrorizes kangaroos will kill nearly 4 million kangaroos this year. Mostly for pet food. Eating kangaroo, it sounds about as repulsive to me as eating dead birds. Do people still eat chickens in the year 2006? Do people still eat cows and pigs in the year 2006? I realize that the blood flow to the brain is a bit diminished, but, well, even if your New Year's resolution was not to go vegan, may I ask you to resolve to just think about what you are eating? Better yet, think about whom you are eating. You know, your burger was somebody. Your McNugget was somebody. Your bacon was somebody. Now she's just a body, a dead body. And you're swallowing that dead body for food, for nourishment, for sustenance. Death? Well, they're trying to get Australians to swallow kangaroos, and they know that when people are conscious of whom they are eating, they might make a conscious decision. So please, how about it? In 2006, can you resolve just to get conscious and wake up to what's on your plate? Did you just in weeks past wish for peace on Earth? Well, it begins with your plate. You are what you eat. Will it be another year of violence, death, making your stomach into a cemetery for sad, suffering, tortured animals? Or, well, actually, it's more of a crematorium, huh? A lot of hard work, huh? Think, how have we been brainwashed into a diet of death? This society now would have you believe that Popeye ate chicken. Yeah, so kind of bizarre. Well, let us remember, those of us who can think clearly, Popeye ate spinach. So anyhow, it's a new year. Happy New Year. I'm putting forth the idea this year, and we're looking at the Sunday before Valentine's Day. You know, when there's love in the air, how about love chickens don't eat them day? Are they not the most unloved creatures on earth? Yeah, except with some barbecue sauce, maybe. Well, maybe it's time to show a little love for the chicken, you know, because of the 10 billion animals that will be killed this year, 10,000 million animals who will be killed this year, one at a time, for food, over 9 billion are chickens. And they're dying one by one, hanging by one leg as they go along the disassembly line. The mechanized axe maybe hits its mark, maybe it doesn't. So a fully feeling being is slashed, dropped alive into a scalding tank, beheaded. So let us have a day in loving recognition of chickens this year. Wouldn't that be good? So save this date, February 12th, especially if you're a meat eater, especially if you eat chicken. Save February 12th for a day at Animal Acres, and Go Vegan Radio will be having a chicken lovers Valentine party there. I'm working with my good friend, Chef Carrie Brown, who developed chicken-free chicken for Follow Your Heart, and it will be quite a menu. In fact, we'll be talking to Carrie Brown in just a few moments here on Go Vegan with Bob Linden today. Go Vegan with Bob Linden will mark its fifth anniversary on the air at the end of January, and Go Vegan Radio needs your financial support. You know, every week we have to purchase airtime from the radio stations who otherwise would be running McDonald's commercials right now. I have to pay the radio station engineer. There are production costs. I have to buy mini discs, postage costs, large phone bills, all behind the scenes expenses that have to be met, or there is no show for the animals. No show that reveals the kind of life-saving, earth-saving information that Go Vegan Radio does each and every week. Thanks to the sponsoring advertisers who help keep the show alive. And if it weren't for Follow Your Heart, for example, Veginase, Vegan Gourmet Cheese Alternatives, Chicken-Free Chicken, and Follow Your Heart Marketing Cafe, Cafe in Canoga Park, there would be no Go Vegan with Bob Linden. If it weren't for someone just like you who decides to make a tax-deductible donation, there would be no Go Vegan with Bob Linden, no Go Vegan Radio. And you know, the main constituents for this program will never be able to send a donation. There won't be any chicken scratch-written checks coming in from the chickens, who might appreciate it if you do it on their behalf. You write out a check payable to Go Vegan Radio. You mail it to P.O. Box 40246, San Diego, California, 92164. You can make a donation at the website. Go to goveganradio.com. This is the first and only vegan radio show in mainstream media on the commercial airwaves. Please help us to keep it going. Your support helps keep the show on the air and allows for events to happen, like the one we're planning in February, like the Farm Aid event that we just had, like the events that I've done with Carrie Brown in the past. We had a wonderful vegan Thanksgiving. We had a great vegan barbecue in the past. So, you know, unless you help support the show, we can't do these events and we can't have the show on the air. So, without Go Vegan with Bob Linden, you know, there would be no radio show Go Vegan Texas, which was inspired and started because of Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Yes, while the Pacifica radio stations in the progressive state of California, in Los Angeles, KPFK, and the Bay Area up north, KPFA, in WBAI in New York, no vegan, no animal liberation programs on those stations. But at KPFT in Houston, Texas, the Go Vegan with Bob Linden inspired Go Vegan Texas is a regular program. That program, Janice Blue, is coming out to L.A. to help celebrate Go Vegan with Bob Linden's 5th anniversary. I was the first guest on that show. I've been a frequent guest on that program by phone and in the studio when I visited Texas. So I will co-host with Janice Blue from the studios of KPFK in Los Angeles, a show that will be heard on radio in Houston only, but also on the internet at kpft.org. And we will do that Monday, January 9th, 8 a.m. Pacific time. So that's a week from tomorrow, Monday, January 9th, 8 a.m. Pacific time. You can go to kpft.org or you can tune in if you're in Houston. Kind of weird. I mean, I've been trying to get a show on KPFK for, about 3 years now. I put myself through the torture of running through for the program council. And somehow I'll be going there to KPFK to broadcast the show live that runs in Houston on the program that started up because of Go Vegan with Bob Linden. You know, so there must be some, 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon written into that scenario somewhere. But Bacon usually doesn't apply in the show. Anyway, on next week's Go Vegan with Bob Linden, we will talk to Janice Blue from Go Vegan Texas. And, you know, I invite you to visit the website, goveganradio.com. What a year it has been in terms of shows, subject matter. Just last week. And you can hear all of these shows right now. Go to goveganradio.com. Last week, we had PETA, the target of domestic spying. Previous week, so look at November 13th, disease-proof your child. That might be an important show to hear. We've talked about the Endangered Species Act. As I mentioned, the October 23rd show, we solved global warming. We also talked about the San Diego seals. What show in radio is such a friend to the La Jolla seals that we try to save, whom we try to save? October 16th, Laurie Bouston was on about the grand opening of Animal Acres, where we'll have our event on February 12th. If you go back in the archives, October 9th, Dr. Jyoti Patel, a protege of Gandhi's on nonviolence. We've had holistic dog care. We've had humane education. Kenneth G. Williams was on the September 4th show, the vegan champion bodybuilder who's on the cover of the new Veg News. That's Kenneth G. Williams on the cover. August 21st, Buffalo Field Campaign. August 14th, we examined the wolf massacre in Alaska, how to save the wolves. July 24th, the South Central Farmers. June 26th, the myth of man the hunter, man the meat eater, with Robert Sussman, an anthropology professor. We've had Ingrid Newkirk on the program June 5th and January 30th. She was the first guest on Go Vegan with Bob Linden 5 years ago, and we'll have her on again in the near future. Go to the May 29th show for War and Meat, The Connection. We've had heroes from the animal rights vegetarian movement over the past year. Check them out, from Chris DeRose to Alex Hirschaft. Paul Watson, February 6th on that show. Paul Watson out there now with the Sea Shepherd Society trying to disrupt the Japanese whaling that's going on right this very moment. We had animals in the tsunami, animals in Katrina, all of these stories in the past year on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. So if it's important to you to have a show such as this on the radio, I just ask that you make a donation like Nancy Love did. Thank you, Nancy Love. That's Nansealove, who's just opening an online store at cafepress.com/animalrightsart. And her artwork is spectacular, very inspiring, and you can beautify your home with soulful animal images and everything from paintings and or to clocks and mugs and organic clothing and gifts and greeting cards and posters and you know, her message of all life being sacred. Wonderful artwork there, and thanks for the donation from Nan C. Love. You can also go to nansealove.com, and again, that website for the animal rights art is cafepress.com. cafepress.com/animalrightsart. You will be very impressed with the artwork. Nancy Love, a regular listener of the show, she wants it to continue. She's happy it's been on 5 years and would like it to be on another 5 years. And it can happen if you help. Okay, coming up today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden, we talk to Chef Carrie Brown coming up. And also, what's going on with the new general manager, LA Animal Services, and what we can expect over the course of the next year with that. I invite you to go to the website. It's goveganradio.com. We're podcasting now. We make it easy. We're on the website. We podcast. We're on the radio. And thanks for listening. Thanks for not eating or wearing animals. Go vegan. I'm always talking about how delicious Veggianaise is. No vegan kitchen should be without it. It dresses up even the simplest foods, like my favorite sandwich, avocado, tomato, and Veggianaise. Or is it mashed up chickpeas, celery, onions, and Veggianaise? Or a tofu burger with Veggianaise? Well, I do know I love it on baked or steamed yams. Well, you think you'd read about Veggianaise in a cookbook, it winning the American Tasting Institute Award? So I was surprised to see Veggianaise in a book about stroke prevention. Yet there it is, page 194, in Stroke Free for Life by David Wiebers, MD, Chair, Cerebrovascular Diseases, and Director, Stroke Research Center, Mayo Clinic. And who would know better about a Mayo alternative? Try Veggianaise, now in organic. Available at Follow Your Heart, Canoga Park, California, and natural food stores everywhere. And don't forget, you get wonderful, delicious, organic salad dressings from Follow Your Heart. And the vegan varieties include creamy miso, ginger, balsamic vinaigrette, and Italian vinaigrette. And, of course, dairy is scary, but you don't have to want for any of the comfort foods, pizza or enchiladas, nachos, because there's vegan gourmet cheese alternatives. There are vegan gourmet cheese alternatives. They melt. They're delicious. And don't give your family the bird. It's chicken-free chicken.
Oh, no. Now you're going to give it to people. Animal burgers.
Who? Where? Arrest those people. You mean it's still legal to give people animal burgers? Especially in this day and age when there are so many wonderful alternatives to animal-based products. And well, it's about that time of year. Okay, I guess probably most of the leftover tofurkey is being used up right about now and disappearing from the refrigerator. But tofurkey is available year-long in the deli case of your natural food store. And wonderful, wonderful sandwiches that you can make with tofurkey, deli slices, Veggianaise, wonderful ingredients. And tofurkey sausage is great, especially in sauces like tomato sauce. There's also tofurkey jerky, all 100% vegan using certified organic soybeans, no solvent extracted soy powders, isolates, or concentrates, and environmentally conscious packaging. Enter the tofurkey essay contest at tofurky.com.
Meat eaters destroy the earth.
They do. Well, stop it. It's delicious to stop because just head on over to the wonderful restaurants that we have around the Los Angeles area, including Truly Vegan. Hooray for Hollywood. It now has a truly wonderful vegan restaurant called Truly Vegan. It's conveniently located at Hollywood Boulevard, right there off the Hollywood Boulevard exit off the 101. You get stuck in traffic, just get off the Hollywood Boulevard exit, go to 5907 Hollywood Boulevard, and you are at Truly. And You know, you probably want to eat at a place that right on the menu, it says, we want to make a positive and healthful contribution to society by using products that are animal-free. We are making a statement to ourselves and others that we are conscientious eaters acting toward the greater good of all beings. Truly caters, Truly delivers around the Hollywood area. The phone number is 323-466-7958. A few new items have been added to the menu there, breakfast items. It seems that the chicken and waffles are popular there in the morning, and it's just a great menu that you have there, from breakfast to soups to salads and sandwiches and burgers and wraps. The sushi is great. And there are noodle dishes and curries and veggies and rice, and you'll just love it. It's Truly, 5907 Hollywood Boulevard. Again, it's 323-466-7958.
This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
That's right, and we are making sure that you stick with your New Year's resolution to go vegan. Yes, no more animal products in the diet. No dairy. And you can get a free vegetarian starter kit from PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Go to the website, PETA.org. Get your free vegetarian starter kit. They come in Ingles. They come in Espanol, and it's easy to do. Do it. I did it. I ate meat every day of my life until the age of 19. Well, anyway, I'm vegan now 22 years, but the math doesn't quite work if you put the two together. There was a period when I considered myself vegetarian, but still ate animal products, so that's not truly vegan. You're either vegan or pre-vegan. And I have a vegan friend to whom we will speak today, and a wonderful vegan chef. He's been with us before and has participated in a number of events. We had a wonderful vegan Thanksgiving a year ago. We had a great vegan barbecue. And whenever I want the food to be great, I make sure Chef Carrie Brown is with me. Hi, Carrie. How are you today?
Fine, Bob. How are you?
Terrific. Great to have you with us again.
Great to be back.
Yeah. Now, Carrie, you're doing wonderful things in the vegan world, aside from giving us a great alternative to eating chicken the bird and perfecting chicken-free chicken. Gosh, I mean, you're an educator. You go around to the schools now and talk about our foods.
Yeah, the Los Angeles school system has a program called Chefs in the Classroom, and we have an opportunity to have kids actually cook vegan in the classrooms. They prepare foods. Some of it's fairly complex, too. We've done as much as a full Brazilian dinner. In fact, the same dinner that we served at the PETA 25th anniversary dinner was prepared by a classroom at the San Fernando High School, senior classroom. We've also do classes all the way from third grade up to, well, senior high, of course.
Ah, so school children can make great vegan food, apparently.
Well, the funny part is, you know, here's a great story, because I love it. We, in the beginning, did not tell the kids they were eating vegan food. We just told the kids we were doing food, and that was fine. And then we surprised them at the end with the fact that it was non-animal foods, and they were kind of surprised. Then we got a little smarter. We started telling the kids in the beginning, this is non-animal food. And the difference is that they accepted the notion that you can make good tasting things. And we hear this over and over. See, this tastes good, or this is fun. Why does mom make this? That kind of stuff. And we give them recipes to take home. We show them how to use knives safely. We show them all the basic cooking techniques. And we even talk about table settings, where to put a fork, where to put a knife, which one to use when you're sitting at a formal dinner. You know, on the right side is your wet stuff, on the left side is your dry stuff, so you know which plate to take. Your bread is always to the left, and your water glass or whatever glass or juice or wine or whatever is to the right.
Well, gee, I won't need you to help me with my events anymore. I'll just get a bunch of third graders.
Oh. Yes, I think that's a wonderful idea. These are good people. You know, Bob, I got to tell you the story because it's really cute. This is in the beginning. I was doing a fourth grade class, and there's this young lady there who was sitting, and she was pretty quiet, but she was doing all the stuff that they have to do. They have to cut, and they have to chop, and they have to stir fry or whatever, or use a Cuisinart. We use a Cuisinart quite a bit. And we finished doing the whole meal, and then we passed the food around like it's always done. The kids did all the cooking and the prepping, and they passed all the food around. And when they were done passing the food around, this one young lady wouldn't eat anything. So I turned to her and said, "Why aren't you eating anything?" And she said to me, "I'm a vegetarian." And I said, "Oh, really?" And she said, "I'm a vegan. My mom won't let me eat meat." And I said, "But this is all vegan." And this little girl just sat there for a minute and looked around the room and saw that all the other kids were eating vegan.
Wow.
And her eyes lit up. And out of this little girl who didn't say five words went a yippee! It was funny. It was wonderful. And it made me feel great. And all of a sudden, she wasn't this strange character who ate strange foods. It was what everybody else was eating and enjoying. And people were coming up to her saying, "Hey, this stuff's really good."
Mm-hmm. And they should only know how much healthier it is.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Bob, so what are the third graders liking? How have they, I mean, what sort of foods were they enjoying and saying?
Well, we do things like we do a pâté out of pineapples and oranges called Hawaiian pineapple pâté. It's mandarin oranges and pineapple. We also do a Waldorf salad. You hit me with a question off the top of my head here. Waldorf salad. We stir-fry chicken using sesame seeds. We call it sesame chicken. Some of these foods are actually going to be served at the 2 days before Valentine's Day, the chicken out day.
Right. Yeah, we're going to have a chicken lover's Valentine's party on Sunday, February 12th at Animal Acres. And, we have, that'll be an interesting menu because I'd love people who, you know, especially meat eaters. I'm going to give meat eaters a discount to come in and probably give a discount to FBI and domestic spies also.
Well, you know, Bob, we're going to do chicken pate and we're going to do grandma's chicken soup. And then we're going to do things called like barbecue chicken and sesame chicken and chicken masala. It's an Indian dish, curry, chicken parmigiana, which I understand is your mom's favorite, one she cooked for you.
Yeah.
And we're going to mix that with an organic salad and rice and, maybe some other choices too, some nice desserts. And
It's Valentine's. We'll have to have chocolate. Oh, chicken fajitas also.
So you get a chance to, like, eat around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the whole idea is. What we teach in the schools, we do ethnic cooking quite a bit. But we don't do ethnic cooking. Well, for example, if we have an Hispanic class, we do not do Hispanic dishes there. We do Asian dishes and vice versa. So we're trying to bring the tastes and textures from around the world to kids from other cultures.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it works.
Oh, great, yeah.
These kids are finding that you can enjoy what you eat, and at the same time, it can be very healthy for you. And it can be low fat and zero cholesterol and low sodium and all that kind of stuff. But it can be fun, and you can learn. And those people over there aren't so strange. I mean, they're eating good stuff, and they're eating our stuff. And, you know, that's amazing. When you eat foods from other cultures, you really begin to understand what the other culture is all about.
Right.
And your radio program goes all around the world.
Yes.
And that's very exciting. You know, I went up to Google. I Googled you today just to see what it was.
Normally that's painful, but okay.
It was 100, 100, what was it? I guess right now. I wrote the number down here. I think it was 150, here it is. Yeah, 158,000 responses to Go Vegan. That is amazing, 158,000. That means that you're moving a lot of people. Now, most of those responses at the beginning was Go Vegan Radio.
Hmm.
But that's amazing, Bob, that you have made this difference, this change in the world with the little bit that you've been able to work with. And with, yeah, I know you asked for support before, but as a friend, and you know, and our company supports you, as you know, but as a friend and as a guy I respect a great deal, we got to get more support for you. And people can donate just small amounts, or big amounts would be great too, but little bits can help bring this message so much farther than you've been able to bring it. And you've done incredibly well up to now, just incredibly. I'm very proud to know you, and I'm very proud to see how much you've accomplished and the achievements you've made, because they're sensational, but it's just the beginning. It's just the beginning. And with help, with dollars from people, we could expand this thing. And I say we because I feel like I'm part of the movement, not because I'm part of your radio show. I'm a vegan. I've been a vegan for almost 20 years. I believe in what I do. I know personally that it saved my life because of some heart problems I had. And if I wasn't a vegan, I'd have an awful lot of troubles I never had. And gosh, Bob, thank you. And folks, if you're listening, whether you're on the internet or you're at home or you're in San Diego or Los Angeles or wherever you're listening to this, sit down, take out a credit card, go up to Bob's website, which is goveganradio.com. They say it right, www.goveganradio.com. Go up there and write a check do a PayPal or whatever it is that you do to make this thing even bigger and better. He's done it for 5 years, and by God, he's going to do it for another five. And I'm sorry to be so emotional about this, Bob, but I really believe in what you're doing and the way you're doing it, and I care about being a vegan, and I care about healthy eating, and I care about animals, and you've done so much to make this possible. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Carrie. That's very kind of you to say, and I'm just hoping that over the course of the past 5 years that, and I do hear from people all around the world who hear the information, go vegan, have improvements in their health, and I hope it's meaningful to the animals, because that's, my first motivation for becoming vegan was compassion for animals and not being able to participate in their suffering. And all of the other benefits that came along are a surprise to me. I actually, at the time I became vegan, I thought it was an unhealthy choice. But turns out that nothing could be further from the truth, that this is the best thing that you can do for your health and for the environment. And it's wonderful for me because, while we have to concentrate on a lot of the suffering and correct things, I come across great people everywhere, and the great people that follow your heart who have made the show possible. And you, Carrie, who you're bringing vegan food to veterans' hospitals. You know, I mean, like now, didn't you just bring it into what? Aren't you?
Well, we're in all of the veterans' hospitals in Los Angeles now. We feed. You don't need the names, but we feed all of the veterans' hospitals in the Los Angeles area, even down to San Diego. And that's something else. In the beginning, we've done this for 6 years now, I guess. And in the beginning, the folks would laugh at you and joke about this, you know. And now they're eating our food and they're liking our food. We've learned to adjust and adapt. We've made things spicier a little bit. We've learn to adapt to what the folks want. And in fact, I was there today in Long Beach, and we served barbecue chicken and a Waldorf salad and some garlic mashed potatoes. And it's a good vegan meal, and it's something they can relate to. And we can. What's interesting is this food is sold in the canteens there, but we actually match the sales of meat products or beat the sales of meat products. Now, that is absolutely sensational.
That's wonderful.
This never happened, and everyone said they couldn't happen. At UCLA, hundreds of kids a day are eating vegan food now. Hundreds a day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's rather amazing. When we started there, and this was 5 years ago, we started in UCLA, they said, well, you'll sell 5-10 a day, you know, and what's happening is the kids prepare the food. We supply them raw ingredients. They prepare the foods, make wraps, and deliver it. That we're in 7 restaurants there now. Now that's amazing.
That's incredible.
That people are getting smarter. That's not amazing. I think people are pretty smart to begin with. But they're learning that everything that they've been taught may not be exactly correct. And those television commercials may not be for their own benefit.
Yeah, Ronald McDonald is not the best teacher.
Oh, he's a good teacher, Bob, but he ain't telling you the truth.
He has an ulterior motive, kids.
Yes,
hey, here's a toy, here's a playground. Don't think about what's on the bun. You know?
Yeah.
But I do want to invite people out. We had a great time when we had our vegetarian barbecue a couple of years back in Venice, and you were there and making sure people were enjoying the food and the vegan Thanksgiving. And now looking ahead to February 12th, I just want people to save the date on the calendar.
Animal Acres.
Yeah, at Animal Acres in Acton. You can go to animalacres.org, animalacres.org. Laurie Bowston's new facility there just had the grand opening.
Yeah, I got a chance to tour with you a couple of days ago, and it's beautiful.
It
and what appealed to me so much is that the animals, and there are many, there are pigs and cows and a dog and birds, all in the same place, all friends with each other.
Everybody getting along. We had such a multi-species experience. It's like everywhere you looked, it was someone from another species just getting along, having a good time, snuggling.
I felt so compelled at the time. As you know, I handed them a little bit of money because I wanted this thing to continue. It is such a beautiful thing. It's just fun.
Right. And when people come out on February 12th, we'll talk about the Adopt a Chicken program at Animal Acres. And, you know, you'll see the ones we don't eat, and yet we will have such a fantastic menu. All vegan, of course. We have chicken pate, grandma's chicken soup. If it's a cool day in February 12th, we've got that grandma's chicken soup. We got barbecue chicken, chicken fajitas, sesame chicken, chicken masala curry, chicken parmesan.
An organic green salad, too, Bob.
Yes, yes. We will
and
have
some rice, perhaps?
Yes, and rice, and it's Valentine's, so we'll make sure there's chocolate for dessert.
Ooh.
And we're just going to have a great day. So we'll stay in touch with people on that. We'll be at Animal Acres between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. on February 12th. We'll have music, speakers. Looks like we might have Virgil Butler come out and speak. He gained notoriety. He was actually worked for Tyson Foods and was known as one of their best chicken killers over the years. And now he's done a complete turnabout and is vegan and talks about why we shouldn't eat chickens and you know what happens to them in the process of becoming so-called food.
And Bob, can I say it again? If people are listening, if people are learning from you, if people are gaining the knowledge that will save their lives, make a donation to Go Vegan Radio. You can do it on the internet. You can do it by mail. The addresses are all available. I don't know them off the top of my head, or I'll do it, but I do know www.goveganradio.com. Go up to the site, make a donation, because this is important to Carrie Brown. It's important to Bob. It's important to you, whoever you are. It's important to you and your health and your kids and a lot of futures.
Thank you. Thank you so much for saying that, Carrie, and thank you for being a good friend, and we look forward to seeing you February 12th, Animal Acres in Acton, California. It's just north of L.A. Go to animalacres.org. You'll see the location, and just mark your date on the calendar, February 12th. Thank you, Carrie. We will see you there.
And are we on after New Year's, or we are?
It's New Year's Day.
New Year's Day. Well, Happy New Year to everyone in the audience. Make it a vegan year. And again, thank you, Bob.
Thanks, Carrie.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, that was Carrie Brown, Chef Carrie Brown. We will utilize his skills once again February 12th. So hope you make plans to be with us at Animal Acres in Acton. Okay, let me see here. I have some calendar events I wanted to get to. Let's see. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Join longtime animal rights advocate Kim Stallwood. Gosh, she's long time associated with the Animals Agenda magazine and with PETA and the anti-vivisection movement in England. Now he's with the Animals and Society Institute. You can join Kim Stallwood and celebrated artist Sue Coe for a unique evening of art and animal advocacy. It is free. It's Wednesday, January 11th, 7 to 9 p.m. at the UCLA Law School, room 1430. That's at 405 Hillgard Avenue in Westwood. So again, that is free, January 11th, 7 to 9 p.m., UCLA Law School, room 1430, 405 Hillgard Avenue in Los Angeles. A happy new year to all our friends in jolly old England, the people there from whom we are divided by a common language, but we understand the word vegan on both sides of the pond. And check out veggievision.com, a project of our friend Karen Ridgers. They're a popular actress in England and vegan activist. And volunteers are needed 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily to help care for hundreds of animals seized from a slaughterhouse. They are at Animal Acres, too, just north of L.A. in Acton, animalacres.org, 661-269-0986. And before you travel, make sure you check happycow.net for a worldwide guide to vegetarian restaurants and natural food markets. 2,641 listings in North America alone, 1,052 listings in Europe, 618 listings in Asia, 102 listings in South America, 28 listings in Africa, 228 listings in Australia and New Zealand, where we have many listeners. That's happycow.net. And don't miss the interview with Bob Linden of Go Vegan Radio and Happy Cow's December 05 Moozine. Visit happycow.net. Let's see. I wanted to talk about... Yes, I can get to this. Let's see, how am I doing on time here? I actually have a few minutes. So which would be better for the environment, buying a Prius or going vegan? Well, as documented in the December 17th New Scientist, two University of Chicago researchers, Gideon Nichelle and Pamela Martin, calculated the amount of fossil fuel needed to cultivate and process various foods, including running agricultural machinery, crop irrigation, animal feed production, and emissions of methane and nitrous oxide from cows, sheep, manure treatment. The conclusion? Well, the standard American diet, estimated at about 28% animal source, generates the equivalent of nearly 1.5 tons more carbon dioxide per person per year than a vegan diet with the same calories. Is that amazing? By comparison, the difference in annual emissions between driving a typical car versus a hybrid car running off of a rechargeable battery and gasoline is just over a ton. Can you believe it? So going vegan actually would emit less carbon than switching vehicles. Then, of course, it's not an either or. You can do both. So you go vegan and drive a hybrid, and then you'll be saving 2.5 tons per year. And these findings were presented a couple of weeks ago in San Francisco at a meeting of the American Geophysical Union. So, what does this mean? This means the car that you should be driving is on the lot at Bear Auto. Oh, buy this car for me, okay, as a fifth anniversary present, please. Oh, I was just at Bear Auto a week or so ago, and this car caught my attention. It's a Prius. It's an 05 Prius with only 14,000 miles on it. And it's gorgeous. It's black with tinted windows, and it has the Package 6. So everything from, the great music to the cruise control, and just it's got it all. And you can cruise solo in the carpool lane. Yes, solo in the carpool lane. And look at the sticker, 60 miles per gallon. What a beautiful car this is. If I hit the lottery this week, I'll be over at Bear Auto, but you might want to head over there. You know, it's how hard it is to get your hands on a Prius. This is 14,000 miles and an unbelievable car. Check it out from Bear Auto, 1944 South Santa Fe Drive in Vista. The phone number is 760-597-1600. 760-597-1600. Open 7 days a week. The website is bearautosales.com. But check it out. Whew, this is the car. This is the car that you want, okay? So, and that's from Bear Auto. For sure. And I invite you to enjoy the fine family of foods that comes your way from Edward and Sons. Well, maybe you already know Edward and Sons from Miso Cup, the natural food favorite since 1978. And for dips and hors d'oeuvres, might I suggest brown rice snaps? They're perfect. Most varieties are vegan. Then there's the Wizard's line of sauces, including organic hot stuff. And vegans love those sauces. You can try Native Forest Organic Hearts of Palm, which is a great appetizer. It's great in salads or straight from the can. I enjoy it that way. It's a wonderful low-calorie snack. From Let's Do Organic, finally, your family can enjoy organic vegan gummy bears. Fruity, delicious, and no gelatin like you might find in other gummies. So check that out. New from Edward & Sons, canned mango chunks, tropical fruit salad, and papaya chunks. All organic, all delicious. There's also canned pineapple slices and chunks and mini rings. And look for Let's Do Organic Packaged Organic Coconut and Organic Coconut Milk, Classic and Light. And we have breadcrumbs, organic breadcrumbs and croutons, all from Edward & Sons. That's edwardandsons.com.
L-E-A-T-S-T-I-N-K-S. Meat sticks.
That it does. Leads to a lot of the illnesses, the maladies that we suffer. I've been talking to you a lot about Himalayan goji juice. I enjoy it myself, and a lot of people have heard about it on this show, and they let me know the results that they get. I have a number of people who have had their pain alleviated, and some have had blood sugar normalize, blood pressure stabilize, all of those good things. And this is touted as the world's most powerful anti-aging food by none other than Dr. Earl Mindell, who wrote the Vitamin Bible. He's the one who got Carl Lewis to go vegan, to give up dairy. And he says he's never seen anything like this in his 40-year career. And my good friend Sharon Vera had never seen anything like it either for her daughter, who was laid up with a number of back surgeries in terrible pain, totally depressed, unmotivated, until her daughter tried goji juice. Now, this was an unsolicited testimonial that I got from Sharon, who is so thankful for Himalayan goji juice. She said she tried everything. She tried herbs. She tried doctors. You know, and her daughter had been through a number of surgeries, and is the clock going that fast? Anyway, speak to Sharon about her experience with goji juice. 818-667-8229. 818-667-8229. And she has a website now. Now she's selling goji juice as a result. It's agelesshealth.freelife.com. agelesshealth.freelife.com. So check it out. Order your goji juice. 90-day money-back guarantee there. See what good it does for you. Let's see. Just about out of time, huh? Gosh. Okay, we'll get into the story next week on LA Animal Services and update you on the news. I appreciate you listening. Happy New Year. Make it a vegan one, a healthy and happy one. Please stop eating. Stop wearing animals. The life you save may be your own. Go vegan. Happy New Year.